We read earlier in the book of Luke, chapter 2, that when the Savior was 40 days old, still a young baby, his mother Mary, being a Jew, brought the Savior to the temple. He had already been brought at 8 days old when his name was given publicly, that of Jesus. But at 40 days old, he was brought to the temple, and his mother brought two birds. Rich people would bring a lamb. And at 40 days old, the mother of a boy was to sacrifice. You know how the Jews in the Old Testament sacrificed animals to worship the Lord and to look forward to the day when Christ would come and be the Savior, and he's the Lamb of God. But she brought two birds. We read in Scripture here, she came, according to the law, two turtle doves or two pigeons. You know, I love birds. I'm not quite a twitcher. You know what a twitcher? A twitcher is the name for someone who loves to go out with binoculars and looks at birds. But I do like birds. In fact, look at the bag I got yesterday, given to me. Not a lovely bag, all the different birds on it. And I hope during the holidays, maybe if you have a garden, you look out for the different birds that are there, thrushes and sparrows and so on. There's one bird I want to point to in a few minutes, but look at the names here, wren, blackbird, wagtail, sparrow, and so on, thrush, all the different birds. And I do love birds, and it's good to get to know the sound of the birds and all about them. And there is a lot about birds in the Scripture, and I do love them. I love birds, and birds have a lot to do with Christmas. I was looking through some pictures, and when we were missionaries in Papua New Guinea, one Christmas, another missionary forgot our meat. And so on Christmas Eve, I went out with a shotgun and shot two of these birds. Maybe you say, oh, that's terrible, those lovely crown pigeon they're called. But that was our Christmas dinner. They're just like chicken, and they're easy to shoot. They need be for me to shoot them. But we shot two birds for our Christmas dinner. And that's our two youngest sons there holding the birds when we lived in New Guinea. So there are no shops for about 200 miles. Wouldn't that be great, man? You'd miss shopping. Now, and I love birds. And you know, some years ago in the manse, I kept little budgerigars. And I loved the budgies. And I don't know if you ever kept budgies. I don't have them now, but they're really lovely birds. And they used to come to you, used to keep a lot of them, and they see the little eggs, and the grandchildren loved the budgies. And they would come, and they could be fairly tame when you kept them there. And it was lovely to have budgies. And you know what my family did one year for Christmas? They buy fun gifts. And you know what they bought me? Ron Budgie Johnson. Would you like that for Christmas? That was my nickname, Ron Budgie Johnson. That was two of the wee budgies we had. A Latino budgie, the all yellow one, and the blue and white one. So I do like the budgies, and it's good to see them. But I think about this bird. You ever seen a little robin redbreast? They're lovely birds. If you ever dig in the garden, and sometimes they'll come over because they want the juicy worms. And sometimes they can be very tame and come over and sit. You should look out for the robin redbreast. They're very popular birds because, like other birds, they don't migrate. They don't fly away somewhere hot. They don't go on holidays in the winter to some hot country. They stay here all year round. And I want you to think about the robin redbreast because, you know something interesting? They're linked to Christmas. Look at all these cards. Did you get Christmas cards this year? Go home and look at some of your Christmas cards. Look at the many we got this year just with robins on them. See that? Isn't that amazing? All the little... And there's one. And well, they put the post box, but I'll explain that in a few minutes. And there's one, a robin with a post box. Isn't that interesting? Look, there's more. That's not them all. Two other wee robins. And look at the robin on top of a post box. You think about that in a moment. Isn't that a nice one of a little robin redbreast? That's a lovely one. And so there's lots of robins. And I looked round and I raided the ornaments. And I took them in our room. I'll have to put them back.
And I like that one. There's a wee robin sitting on top of a postbox. And we maybe you have you any of those in your house, little robin ornaments? Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's little robins.
The robin redbreast. I want you to think about that bird, because robins remind me of Christmas. Remind me of Christmas. There's a nice one there with the bird's custard. But anyway, they remind me of Christmas. See, the Savior told us to behold the fowls or the birds of the air. You see, what some people don't realize, the baby who was born in Bethlehem we know as Jesus. He is the Creator. He's God. He's God. God the Son, who took a human body, and we say a human nature. He became man, but he didn't cease to be God. And John, when he spoke about the Lord coming into the world, you know what he said? The Word, that's another name for God, became flesh. He became one of us. He became a man. And he said this, without him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, was not anything made that was made. Do you know, he made the birds, all things bright and beautiful we sometimes sing. He made the flowers. He made the tiny birds, their glowing colors and their tiny wings. We got a video sent last week, and I know some of you like these videos. This was one sent around 7,500 secondary schools in Britain. And it's to do with, it's produced by, there's an organization of about 200 scientists, all with their PhD in various subjects. One of the ladies on it is a top educationalist. She was believed in evolution when she was teaching in the university, but she became a Christian, because the more she studied science, she said it couldn't have just happened. And I watched an exciting bit about a bird's feather, and the scientist who's a Christian was showing it just couldn't have happened. Do you know those bird's feathers, the flight feathers? Do you know what Velcro is? Have you ever pulled Velcro apart? Where do you think they got the idea of that? Each little feather, if you looked under a microscope, one side has little barbs or hooks, and it hooks into the other feather. And when you see a bird preening itself, you ever seen a bird with its wee beak? It's getting the feathers back so that it can fly. And the man pointed out, there had to be someone design it. And that's our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He made it all. You know, a great preacher called Martin Luther lived 500 years ago. See what he said? He said he had a little pet robin. And he said, it's a preacher that I love better than any other on earth. It's my tame robin. And he put little crumbs on his window, and the robin used to come and take the crumbs. You see it there red out? You see that? And he always hops onto a little tree. And Martin Luther thought, isn't it wonderful how God cares for the robin? And he said, that's like a preacher to me. So it's good to look at the birds in the sky, isn't it? I think of a lovely poem. Said the robin to the sparrow. Do you know that one? I would surely like to know why those anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. And the Lord said that when he was preaching. The baby Jesus, as we think at this time of year, he grew up to be the Lord. And he taught and he told us to think of the sparrow and the birds and how the Lord takes care of them. But maybe you're wondering, well, why are these robins on the Christmas cards? Why are they on the Christmas cards? Why are they on the post boxes? Well, your superintendent could tell you. Do you know your superintendent, Uncle Stephen, is a robin redbreast? You say, but he doesn't look like a bird to me. Well, he's a robin redbreast. Because you see, away back in the 1800s when they first started to post letters, although letters were posted away in the Old Testament, the king sent out posts, as they're called, but the mailman, and of course Uncle Stephen's a postman, and of course Jackie's here, and he's a postman for years as well, and that's the coat they wore, and they used to deliver the letters of good news.
See, in those days there were no telephones, no mobile phones, no televisions, no radios. And you got your news by letter. And the men who posted or brought the letters to you, they wore a red coat like this. And you know what, everybody, like we say today, oh, the postie's coming. They used to say, here's the Robin Redbreast coming. And they got the name of Robins. So when you go into the back, boys and girls, and you get your present, you say, thank you, Robin. And Uncle Stephen will know what you mean, Robin Redbreast, the postman. And they've brought lots of cards to us. And that's why we get it on. But there's other reasons, I believe, about the birds, the little bird there. You see, let me just tell you a couple of stories. There's a wonderful story from the United States about this farmer lived in the United States, and his wife was a Christian, and his children were going off to church on Christmas Eve. They had a Christmas Eve service, and the father said, no, I'm not going to church. I don't believe that story. God would never become man. Sure, that sounds ridiculous. That the God who made this world, the Almighty God, would become a man like us. It's too ridiculous. It's too foolish. I don't believe it. I'm not going to church at all. Well, that night, he left them to church. He said he would pick them up because it was very snowy in that part of America. But when he went into the house, the blizzard started. It was really cold, and he heard a... You know what had happened? Some birds had hit his window. And he went outside, and there was a flock of a certain type of bird, I think it was some type of geese, and they were there on the ground, and the blizzard was very bad. He thought, these birds are going to die. I'll open the barn. And he went and he opened the big barn doors and he put on the light. And he tried to get them to come in and they wouldn't come. And he tried to get behind them and shoo, go on, and they wouldn't go in. And then he went into the house and he got some bread and he broke it up into breadcrumbs. And he threw them in the snow, thinking, oh, they'll follow the breadcrumbs and they'll be safe in the barn. But they wouldn't go in. They wouldn't go in. You know what he thought to himself? You know, the only way I'll get these birds to come into the barn is if I was a bird. If I was a bird, I could lead them in. And all of a sudden, he heard the church bells ringing. And he thought, oh, that's the message of the Bible. That God became one of us. Now, he didn't cease to be God, of course he couldn't, but he became a man so that he could save us from the storm of judgment against our sins. He did that for us. And that's what the Bible reading's all about. You see, God taught the Jews in the Old Testament at certain times they were to bring sacrifices. And we have the verse here. Mary went to the temple to offer a sacrifice, two young pigeons. What did they do? Mary, mother of our Lord, she would place her hands over the head of the two birds. And she was saying, Lord, I've sinned and I deserve punishment. But Lord, accept these birds in my place. Accept them instead of me. And this is a terrible thought, but the priest would take the birds and wring their neck. Any blood that came out, he would mix with the water. And the birds would be burnt on the fire. Say, that's a terrible, terrible thing. Yes. But God was teaching them that one day, he was teaching them that sin is serious and God punishes sin. He must, because he's so holy and good. But that one day the perfect sacrifice would come. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. He's not a literal lamb, but he died in our place. He never sinned, and there on Calvary, he became the sacrifice. He voluntarily shed his blood. He didn't die because men crucified him. He said he laid down his life. He had power to lay it down. And he died in our place. And what I would have had to suffer forever separated from God, he bore the penalty. Because in those hours of darkness, what happened? God took those who believe in him, their sins, and he placed them upon Christ. And Christ suffered not only at the hands of men, but at the hands of his Father. Why? For us. He took our place. And that's what birds remind me of the Savior. Remind me that not only did our Savior create all the birds, but the birds, the two birds that died that day that Mary offered in place so that she could come before God, teach me that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me enough to die for me. And there's a wonderful verse. Christ Jesus came into the world. Why? Why was Jesus born in Bethlehem? Well, he came to show us love, yes. He came to be a great teacher, yes, but that's not the main reason. He came to save us from our sins so that one day if we trust him, we can go to be with him in heaven. And it's my prayer that this Christmas, all our families will join together and we'll know the peace and the joy of Christmas by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.